This is the I Am a Lutheran column, this time featuring Julie Yurko of St. Paul Lutheran Church in Wheaton, Illinois. She's president and CEO of Northern Illinois Food Bank. She says, "I pray for courage and strength, for protection for my children, and healing for those who are suffering. I always start by thanking God for His goodness. Practicing gratitude is honoring to God and a powerful healer for us. My belief in God's abundance fuels my anti-hunger work, because I know without a doubt that in God's creation there is enough food for everyone. There's certainly enough food in our world, America, and Northern Illinois. This year, we're providing nearly 80 million pounds of fresh, nutritious groceries, thanks to the generosity of grocery stores and food manufacturers. When we share our blessings and follow God's call, His plan is realized. To me, church is a place where everyone is welcomed, just as you are. It's a safe community that celebrates one another and honors our Savior. Something I think about is important for people to know about anti-hunger work is that hunger is solvable. As mentioned above, there is enough food and there is a strong, vibrant, charitable food network. It just takes all of us getting involved. Donate, volunteer. I promise your contribution will fill your soul and will make a big difference." Attending the 2018 ELCA Youth Gathering with two of my sons is an experience I will always treasure. The fellowship, lessons, laughter, inspiration, friendship, and joy. It changed my life, and their lives for the better. I struggle with having the time to do all that I want and I think I need to do. I have recently learned that self-care isn't selfish. A hard concept for anyone, especially for a working mom to four incredible, adored children. To me, grace means choosing love and kindness over any other response or action. After all, that is what Christ exemplified and what God showers on us each and every day. My favorite Bible story is Ruth and Naomi. I come from a long line of strong, fierce women, and I've been blessed with amazing women bosses, mentors, and friends. When women come alongside one another in times of trial and the everyday marathon of our life, our compassion, encouragement, and love make all the difference. Something I've learned about connecting with people and serving neighbors is we are much more alike than we are different. When we hear each other's stories, when we share our hopes and dreams, we see ourselves in one another. We also learn that we are all one, challenging circumstance of job loss, health crisis, government shutdown, away from needing some help ourselves. It's important to me to be involved in my congregation because I want Christ's church to be vibrant and thriving. We all have a responsibility to serve and our special gifts to share. As CEO, a bit of advice I'd give to young professionals is how important it is to listen. People need to feel seen and heard. When we take the time and give 100% of our focus to the person sitting right in front of us, not only do we build them up, which is such a privilege, but also we learn and grow ourselves. So make people a priority. I am a Lutheran who is thrilled to be a part of a faith tradition that celebrates every person and loves one another fully.